Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, friends. Chag Sameach. Happy Passover. It's Johanna here, your reader today. And today is Friday, but I'm reading and recording for tomorrow. It is going to be Shabbat, the 27th of April, and the 19th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar, which is the fifth day of Passover. We'll be reading first from Exodus 33, verse 12 through 34, and verse 26. But as we do each day, we'll first take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. And now we'll start our reading from Exodus 33 and verse 12. So Moshe said to the Lord, "You say to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found grace in my eyes. Now then, I pray, if I have found grace in your eyes, show me your ways so that I may know you, so that I might find favor in your sight. Consider also that this nation is your people. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest," he answered. But then he said to him, "If your presence does not go with me, don't let us go up from here. For how would it be known that I or your people have found favor in your sight? Isn't it because you go with us that distinguishes us from all the people on the face of the earth?" The Lord answered Moshe, "I will also do what you have said, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Then he said, "Please show me your glory." So he said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass before you and call out the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious toward whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will be merciful." But he also said, "You cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live." Then the Lord said, "See, a place near me, you will stand on the rock. While my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you will see my back, but my face will not be seen." The Lord said to Moshe, "Carve for yourself two tablets of stone, like the first ones, and I will write upon them the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. Be ready by the morning. Come up to Mount Sinai and present yourself to me there on the top of the mountain. No one is to come up with you, and do not let anyone be seen throughout the entire mountain. Even the flocks and herds must not graze in front of that mountain." So he carved out two tablets of stone like the first. Then Moshe rose up early in the morning, went up onto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Then the Lord descended in the cloud, stood with him there, as he called on the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, "Lord, Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, showing mercy to a thousand generations, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means leaving the guilty unpunished, but bringing the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and fourth generation." Then Moshe quickly bowed his head down to the earth and worshipped. He said, "If now I have found grace in your eyes, my Lord, let my Lord please go within our midst, even though this is a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your own inheritance." Then he said, "I am cutting a covenant. Before all your people I will do wonders, such as have not been done in all the earth or in any nation. All the people you are among will see the work of the Lord, for what I am going to do with you will be awesome. Obey what I am commanding you today. Behold, I am going to drive out the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites before you. Watch yourself, and make no covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, or they will become a snare among you. Instead, you must break down their altars, smash their pillars, and cut down their Asherah poles. For you are to bow down to no other god, because the Lord is jealous for his name. He is a jealous God. See that you do not make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land. Otherwise, when they prostitute themselves with their gods and sacrifice to their gods, someone will invite you, and you will eat from their sacrifice. Do not take their daughters for your sons, for their daughters will prostitute themselves with their own gods and cause your sons to prostitute themselves with their gods. You are not to make for yourselves metal gods. You are to keep the feast of Matzot. For 7 days you are to eat Matzot, as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month Aviv. For in the month Aviv you came out from Egypt. Every firstborn of the womb is mine, and from all your cattle you are to sanctify the males, the firstborn of the ox and sheep. A firstborn donkey you are to redeem with a lamb, but if you do not redeem it, then you are to break its neck. You must redeem all your firstborn sons. No one should appear before me empty-handed. For 6 days you will work, but on the seventh day you will rest. During plowing time and harvest you must rest. You are to observe the feast of Shavuot, which is the first fruits of the wheat harvest, as well as the feast of ingathering at the turn of the year. 3 times during the year, all your males are to appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I'm going to cast out nations before you, then enlarge your territory, so no one will covet your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God 3 times in the year. You are not to offer the blood of my sacrifice with chametz, nor should the sacrifice of the Passover festival remain until morning. You are to bring the choicest first fruits of your land to the house of the Lord your God. You must not boil a kid in its mother's milk. That was Exodus 33:12 through 34. Verse 26. And now our portion from Numbers is going to be Numbers 28, verse 19 through 25. You are to offer to the Lord burnt offering by fire, two young bulls, one ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. They are to be flawless. You are to offer their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah per bull, 2/10 per ram, and 1/10 per each of the 7 lambs, plus 1 goat for a sin offering to atone for yourselves. In addition to the morning burnt offering and regular burnt offering, you are to offer these. Just like this, you are to offer each day for 7 days the food to be offered by fire for each day as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, beside the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. On the 7th day, you are to have a sacred assembly, and you are to do no laborious work. That was Numbers 28, verse 19 through 25. And now our portion from, or the Haftarah portion, the portion from the prophets, is Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord was upon me. The Ruach of the Lord carried me out and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. Behold, there were very many on the floor of the valley. Behold, they were very dry. Then he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, Lord God, you know. Prophesy over these bones, he said to me. Say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause Ruach to enter you, so you will live. I will attach tendons to you, bring flesh on you, and cover you with skin. Then I will put breath in you. You will live. You will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied just as I was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, an earthquake. Then the bones came together, bone to its bone. I saw, and behold, there were tendons on them. Flesh came up, and skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the Ruach, prophesy, son of man, and say to the Ruach, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, Ruach, breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied, just as he commanded me. The Ruach came into them, and they lived. They stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost. We are cut off by ourselves. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves. I will bring you up out of your graves, my people. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. You will know that I am the Lord when you have opened your graves and brought you up out of your graves, my people. I will put my Ruach in you, and you will live. I will place you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and that I have done it. It is a declaration of the Lord. That was Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. And now we are going to read from the Megillah, from the scroll of the Song of Solomon. Every holiday or feast, there is a special scroll pertaining to that feast that is read. And for Passover, it is the Song of Solomon. Chapter 1. The Song of Songs of Shlomo. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Your ointments have a pleasing fragrance. Your name is poured out like perfume. No wonder maidens love you. Draw me after you. Let us run. The king has brought me into his chambers. Let us rejoice and be glad in you. Let us extol your love more than wine. rightly do they love you. I am black but beautiful, O daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Shlomo. Do not gaze at me because I am dark, because the sun has looked on me. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me keeper of the vineyards. My very own vineyard I have not kept. Tell me, the one my soul loves, where you graze your flock, where you make it lie down at noon. Why should I be as one veiled beside the flocks of your companions? If you yourself do not know, O most beautiful among women, go out yourself in the footsteps of the flock and graze your kids by the shepherd's tents. I compare you, my darling, to my mare among Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are lovely with ornaments, your neck with strings of beads. Ornaments of gold we will make for you with spangles of silver. While the king is on his couch, my nard spread its fragrance. My lover is my pouch of myrrh, passing the night between my breasts. My love is to me a spray of henna blooms in the vineyards of En-Gedi. How lovely you are, my darling, how lovely. Your eyes are doves. How handsome you are, my lover. Oh, so delightful. Yes, our couch is luxuriant. The beams of our houses are cedar trees. Our panels are cypress trees. Chapter 2. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. Like a lily among thorns, so is my darling among the daughters. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my lover among the sons. In his shadow I delighted to sit, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He has brought me to the banquet house, and his banner over me is love. Sustain me with raisin cakes, refresh me with apples, for I am weak with love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. Daughters of Yerushalayim, I charge you, by the gazelles and does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it delights. The voice of my lover, behold, he is coming, leaping over the mountains, springing over the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young buck among the stags. Look, he is standing behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. In response, my lover said to me, get yourself up, my darling, my pretty one, and come, come. For behold, the winter has passed. The rain is over. It is gone. Blossoms appear in the land. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree ripens its early figs. The blossoming vines give off their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my pretty one, and come, come, my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in a secret place among the steep path. Let me see your form. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your form is lovely. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom. My lover is mine, and I am his. He grazes his flocks among the lilies. Until the day cools and the shadows flee away, turn about, my lover, like a gazelle or like a stag upon the mountains of spices. Chapter 3. On my bed in the night, I longed for the one my soul loves. I looked for him, but did not find him. I will get up and go about the city, into the streets and into the squares. I must seek the one my soul loves. I looked for him, but did not find him. The guards patrolling the city found me. Have you seen the one my soul loves? Hardly had I passed beyond them when I found the one my soul loves. I held him, and I would not let him go until I brought him to my mother's house, to the chamber of her who conceived me. Daughters of Yerushalayim, I charge you by the gazelles and does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it delights. Who is this? She who is coming up from the wilderness like columns of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with every powder of the merchant. Behold, it is Shlomo's traveling couch. Around it are 60 warriors from the warriors of Israel. All of them wield a sword, experts in war. Each man with his sword on his thigh, against the terrors of the night. King Shlomo has made for himself a carriage from the trees of Lebanon. He made its posts of silver, its back of gold, its seat of purple cloth, its interior fitted out with love by the daughters of Yerushalayim. Go out, daughters of Zion, and gaze upon King Shlomo, with a wreath his mother placed on him in the day of his marriage, on the day of his heart's joy. Chapter 4. How lovely you are, my darling, how lovely! Your eyes are doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of ewe goats descending down from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of shorn ewes coming up from washing. Each of them has a twin, and none among them is missing. Your lips are like a scarlet thread, and your speech is lovely. Your temple is like a slice of pomegranate behind your veil. Like the Tower of David is your neck, built for weapons. 1,000 shields are hung on it, all shields of warriors. Your two breasts are like two fawns, like twin gazelles grazing among the lilies. Until the day cools and the shadows flee away, I will go to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. You are altogether lovely, my darling, and no blemish is in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Watch from the top of Amanah, from the top of Senir, even Hermon, from lions' dens, from mountains of leopards. You have captivated my heart, my sister, my bride. You captivated me with one of your eyes, with one jewel from your necklace. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your oils better than all spices. Your lips, my bride, drip honey from the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under your tongue. The scent of your garments is like the aroma of Lebanon. A locked garden is my sister, my bride, an enclosed spring, a sealed fountain. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates with choice fruits, henna with nard, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all the trees of frankincense, myrrh, and aloes, along with all the finest spices. A garden spring, a well of living water and flowing streams from Lebanon. Awake, north wind, and come, south wind, blow on my garden. Let its fragrance spread out. Let my lover come into his garden and eat its choicest fruit. Chapter 5. I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yes, drink your fill, O lovers. I sleep, but my heart is awake. A voice, my lover is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is drenched with dew, my locks with dewdrops of the night. I have stripped off my coat. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I soil them? My lover extended his hand through the opening. My heart yearned for him. I rose to open for my lover. My hands dripped with myrrh, yes, my fingers with flowing myrrh, on the handles of the lock. I opened to my lover, but my lover had departed. He was gone. My soul went out to him when he spoke. I searched for him, but did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer me. The guards, making rounds in the city, found me. They beat me, bruised me. The guards on the walls took my veil from me. Daughters of Yerushalayim, I charge you. If you should find my lover, what will you tell him? That I am sick from love. How is your lover different from other lovers, O most beautiful among women? How is your lover different from other lovers that you charge us so? My lover is dazzling and ruddy, standing out among 10,000. His head is purest gold. His hair is wavy, black as a raven. His eyes are like doves beside streams of water, washed with milk, mounted in their settings. His cheeks are like a bed of spice, towers of sweet-scented perfume. His lips are lilies, dripping with liquid myrrh. His hands are rods of gold, set with jasper. His abdomen is carved ivory, inlaid with sapphires. His legs are pillars of alabaster, set on bases of pure gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, excellent like the cedars. His mouth is sweetness. Yes, he is totally desirable. This is my lover. Yes, this is my friend, O daughters of Yerushalayim. Chapter 6. Where has your lover gone, most beautiful among women? Where has your lover turned, so that we may seek him with you? My lover went down to his garden, to the beds of balsam, to graze his flocks in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He browses among the lilies. You are beautiful, my darling, like Tirza, lovely as Yerushalayim, awesome as an army with banners. Turn your eyes away from me, for they overwhelm me. Your hair is like a flock of ewe goats descending down from Gilad. Your teeth are like a flock of ewes that have come up from the washing. Each of them has a twin, and none among them is missing. Your temple is like a slice of pomegranate behind your veil. There are 60 queens, 80 concubines, and young women beyond number. Yet, my dove, my perfect one, is unique. She is her mother's only one, a virtuous child of the one who bore her. Maidens saw her and called her blessed. Queens and concubines praised her. Who is this that appears like the dawn? As beautiful as the moon, bright as the sun, awesome as an army with banners. I went down into the garden of nut trees to look at the fruit of the valley, to see if the vine had budded or the pomegranates had bloomed. Before I was aware, my soul set me among the chariots of my princely people. Chapter 7. Come back, O Shulamite. Come back, that we may look upon you. Why do you gaze at the Shulamite like the dance of Machanaim? How lovely are your sandaled feet, O nobleman's daughter. The curves of your thighs are like jewels, the work of a craftsman's hand. Your navel is a round goblet. May it not lack mixed wine. Your belly is a heap of wheat enclosed with lilies. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are pools in Cheshbon, near the gate of Bat Rabim. Your nose is like a tower of Lebanon, overlooking Damascus. Your head crowns you like Carmel, and the hair of your head like purple. The king is captivated in its tresses. How beautiful and how pleasing you are, O love, with your delights. Your stature is like a date palm, and your breasts like its clusters. I said, I will climb the date palm and take hold of its fruit. May your breasts be like clusters of the vine, the fragrance of your breath like apple. May your mouth be like the best wine, going down smoothly for my beloved, causing the lips of sleepers to speak. I am my lover's, and his desire is for me. Come, my beloved, let us go out into the field. Let us spend the night in the villages. Let us go out early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine has budded, if their blossoms have opened, and if the pomegranates have bloomed. There I will give you my love. The mandrakes have given off fragrance, and over our door is every choice fruit, both new and old, that I have stored up for you, my lover. Chapter 8. Oh, that you were like a brother to me, who nursed at my mother's breasts. If I found you outside, I would kiss you, and no one would despise me. I would lead you and bring you into my mother's house, she who has taught me. I would give you spiced wine to drink from the nectar of my pomegranate. Oh, that his left hand were under my head, and his right hand embraced me. I charge you, daughters of Yerushalayim, do not arouse or awaken love until it so delights. Who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her lover? Under the apple tree I roused you. There your mother travailed with you. There she who was in labor gave you birth. Set me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as Sheol. Its flames are bolts of fire, the flame of the Lord. Many waters cannot quench love, nor rivers wash it away. If one gave all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly despised. We have a little sister, still without breasts. What shall we do for our sister on the day when she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build on her a turret of silver. If she is a door, we will fence her in with cedar plank. I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. Thus I have become in his eyes as one bringing shalom. Shlomo had a vineyard at Baal Hamon. He entrusted the vineyard to caretakers. Each was to bring for his fruit 1,000 pieces of silver. My very own vineyard is before me. The 1,000 are for you, Shlomo, and 2,000 for those who tend the fruit. You who abide in the gardens, friends are listening for your voice. Let me hear it. Come quickly, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountains of spices. That was the whole book of Song of Songs, or Song of Solomon, and it concludes our readings from the writings. I'm going to read a passage from the Apostles as well, and I will read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 33. Husbands, love your wives just as Mashiach also loved his community and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, having cleansed her by immersion in the word. Mashiach did this so that he might present to himself his glorious community, not having stain or wrinkle or any such thing, but in order that she might be holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Mashiach also does his community, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am talking about Mashiach and his community. In any case, let each of you love his own wife as himself, and let the wife respect her husband. That was Ephesians 5, verse 25 through 33, and it concludes our readings for this Shabbat. I pray that it was a blessing to you to listen to the Word of God today. So I just want to wish all of you a happy Passover, Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom from Israel. Until next time.